This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Friday, April 5th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Alley. Here's today's headlines. TikTok makes an ag push. Biden checks out closed port. And study finds diversification a win-win. Under attack on Capitol Hill, TikTok looks to win ag allies. TikTok is trying to highlight the economic impact the app has on American small business, and that includes farmers. This comes amid the congressional effort to ban TikTok if China's ByteDance doesn't sell the app. TikTok's agriculture hashtag has over 2 million published videos on the app, with over 23 billion views in just 1 year. That's according to a TikTok commission survey by Oxford Economics. Some small and mid-sized businesses in the agricultural sector attribute a portion of their success to the app. By the numbers, of those surveyed, 33% said TikTok is critical to their business existence. 41% said a, quote, meaningful portion of the business success or growth is directly attributable to TikTok marketing efforts. The app expanded creators' reach to diverse communities and audiences in and outside their own area, that according to the survey. 90% of those surveyed said the app improves their ability to reach new audiences outside their community or state. TikTok has also played a role in attracting investors, increasing sales, and even selling out products, according to the report. In the big picture, well, for March, the House passed a bill that could result in a TikTok ban, and President Biden has signaled he would sign the legislation if it also passes the Senate. By the way, to say that this has impacted my life as a first-generation rancher from just the sheer marketing aspect of it is huge. That was the word of Brian Fireball, a TikTok creator and founder of Trail Boss Ranch in Texas, speaking in an interview with AgriPulse. Fireball's account, which currently has over 430,000 followers, has helped connect him with experienced ranchers, educate the community, and market his product, he said. Baltimore Port gets POTUS visit. USDA out with guidance. President Biden is in Baltimore today to inspect the collapsed bridge that forced the suspension of operations at the port there. Biden has been calling for the federal government to pay the full cost of replacing the bridge that collapsed when the container ship rammed into one of its supports, cutting off the port's main channel. Our focus right now, outside of rebuilding that bridge, is making sure that the ports are open, making sure that we continue clean out that area. That White House Press Secretary Jean-Pierre in previewing the visit of the president today. In the meantime, as cargo operations at the port remain suspended, USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service is allowing shippers of plant or animal products with permits for the Baltimore seaport to enter other ports of entry in the North Atlantic region. Permits for imports of live animals, however, must arrive at the port of entry specified on the import permit, the agency emphasized. It asks that shippers contact the agency if they have a Baltimore-specific permit. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Edge says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Agricultural diversification is a win-win for farms, a new study finds. Farms using agricultural diversification methods around the world can have a positive environmental and social impact, that according to a study published in this week's edition of the journal Science. Researchers found diversification methods offer win-win outcomes for farmers meaning positive impacts on biodiversity and human well-being without lower yields. Agricultural diversification has often been sort of blamed for having lower yields and not being particularly helpful from a more social perspective, said Laura Van Rasmussen, a associate professor at the University of Copenhagen. But we do actually see positive effects for both biodiversity, food security, and human well-being, and we do not see negative effects for yields. Rasmussen, who co-led the study with Ingo Grass, a professor at the University of Hohenheim, it examines 24 data sets from existing research representing over 2,600 farms globally. While researchers could not determine a single diversification method associated with the most positive outcomes, they found implementing more methods resulted in more positive outcomes. By the way, for U.S. farms specifically, livestock integration had a positive overall outcome on biodiversity and human well-being, said Olivia Smith, a research associate at Michigan State University who contributed to the study. The practice can provide new income streams and fertilizer for crops as well as help with controlling weeds, Smith said. Diversification can also make farms more resilient amid climate change, she said. EPW Republicans attack emission standards. Senate Environment and Public Works Committee ranking member Shelley Moore Capito yesterday released a report criticizing the EPA's emission reduction standards for gas-powered cars and heavy-duty trucks. Moore, in the report, asserted that standards to cut tailpipe emissions for light and medium-duty vehicles for model years 2027 through 2032 would cost more than a $500 billion between 2027 and 2055. She also argued heavy-duty truck rule covering model years 27 to 32 would cost $24 billion between 2027 and 2055. While Capito called the rules mandates, EPA said the standards are technology-neutral and performance-based, allowing each manufacturer to choose the suite of emissions to control technologies that will meet the standards and the needs of their customers, according to a fact sheet. Well, here's today's He Said It. This case could cause ripple effects across the entire country and impact millions upon millions of Americans. We are deeply concerned about anti-competitive behavior and shortages in this market if this case moves forward. And that's the word of Harold Woolley. He's president of the National Corn Growers Association, speaking about the potential effect of imposing duties on imports of 2,4-D from both India and China. The comment came during a hearing yesterday before the International Trade Commission. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. Well, that's Daybreak for this Friday, April 5th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jack Alley.